Real estate loan programs. Conventional lending practices. Residential mortgages are divided into two broad categories: conventional loans and government loans. Government loans include FHA, VA, and USDA loans. All other loans are known as conventional loans and have no federal government guarantees or insurance as found in government loans. Regardless of the type of loan, the borrower must demonstrate the ability and willingness to make timely payments. Creditworthiness is determined by a thorough analysis of the buyer's situation. For many years, lenders have referred to the four C's of good lending: character, capacity, capital, and collateral. Character is a measure of the willingness of a borrower to make on-time payments. Credit character is revealed in the borrower's credit report. Credit scores are obtained from up to three of the major credit data repositories: Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. The borrower's credit score has a direct impact on the loan terms that he or she will be offered. When lenders publish rates for various loan programs, the rates are based upon a buyer having a particular credit profile. A buyer might be qualified for a loan, but at a higher rate than initially hoped. The borrower's credit score will largely determine the program to be selected: FHA, conventional, etc., and the terms of the loan. Capacity is a measure of the borrower's ability to repay the debt and is demonstrated through current earnings and job stability. The lender is concerned with both the quantity of income and its stability. In determining capacity, the lender must weigh the borrower's income against his or her current debt. One measure of an individual's ability to pay is through the use of ratios. In most loan programs, two ratios are applied. The industry refers to them as the front ratio and the back ratio. The front ratio is used to qualify a borrower for a loan based upon the proposed house payment and his or her combined gross monthly income, GMI. The house payment is the monthly payment of principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, PD. In conventional lending, a front ratio of 28% means that the house payment, PD, cannot exceed 28% of the borrower's gross monthly income. The back ratio is the ratio of the borrower's total recurring monthly debts, including such obligations as the house payment, payments on all installment debts, monthly payments on all junior liens, alimony, car lease payments, and other recurring payment obligations. Both ratios must be satisfied. The borrower's income is also critical. The lender will verify all sources of income and evaluate their reliability and longevity. Capital is the sum of all assets that the borrower has accumulated. Saving accounts, investments, and other assets demonstrate a level of financial responsibility on the part of the borrower. Collateral is something of value that can be pledged as security for repayment of the loan. In a residential transaction, the property being purchased is used as security for the debt. The sufficiency of collateral is determined through an appraisal of the property. Most conventional loans are made in anticipation of their sale to investors in the secondary market. Loans that are not sold in the secondary market are called portfolio loans because the lender holds the loan in their investment portfolio. If a lender intends to sell a conventional loan to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, the loan must conform to their standards for purchase. Conventional loans that meet these standards are known as conventional conforming loans. Elements of a conventional conforming loan include requirements for both the borrower and the property. Additionally, the documents used in the loan package must conform to Fannie Mae/Freddie Mac standards. Fannie Mae loan limits. The U.S. Congress sets Fannie Mae's upper loan limits for 1 to 4 unit properties. Loan limits are higher in certain high-cost areas. For current limits, visit FannieMae.com. The sale is considered a commercial transaction if a residential property contains 5 or more living units. Borrower qualification. A lender will verify the borrower's income and evaluate its sufficiency and reliability in the underwriting process. Conventional lending guidelines specify a front ratio of 28% and a back ratio of 36%. Consider a borrower with a gross annual income of $120,000 per year. The monthly income is $120,000 divided by 12 equals $10,000 GMI. Front ratio, $10,000 times 28% equals $2,800. And the borrower qualifies for a $2,800 PDI payment, but only if the combined house payment and all other regular recurring obligations do not exceed $3,600. Back ratio, $10,000 times 36% equals $3,600. Example, the borrower with a GMI of $10,000 wants to purchase a home that will require a $2,500 monthly PD payment. The borrower qualifies based on the front ratio because the proposed house payment is under $2,800. Now, assume that the borrower has regular recurring obligations totaling $1,300 per month, which include a car payment, minimum credit card payments, and a payment on a home theater system. Does the borrower qualify? Proposed house payment, $2,500. Regular monthly obligations, $1,300. Total, $3,800. The borrower does not qualify because the sum of the house payment and monthly obligations exceed $3,600. The borrower must qualify on both the front and back ratios. Under certain circumstances, the underwriter can exceed the ratios, but must cite reasons for doing so. Loan-to-value ratio, LTV. Another essential requirement in the qualifying process is the value of the property being financed. The loan-to-value ratio is the percentage of the lesser of the appraised value or sales price that the lender will loan. If a borrower is approved for an 80% loan, the lender will loan up to 80% of the sales price or appraised value, whichever is lower. Note that the down payment is the difference between the sales price and the LTV. 100% sales price minus 80% loan equals 20% down payment. Private Mortgage Insurance, PMI. Private Mortgage Insurance, PMI, is required when the LTV of a conventional loan exceeds 80%. PMI basically insures the difference between the borrower's down payment and 80% LTV as follows. Sales price $180,000. 100% down payment, $9,000, 5%. Loan, $171,000. 95%. PMI coverage, minus $27,000, minus 15%. Lender's risk, $144,000, 80%. The PMI premium is a function of the borrower's credit score and the loan-to-value ratio and is quoted as a percentage of the loan amount, such as 0.59%. The PMI premium would then be 171,000 times 0.59% equals $1,008.90 per year. $1,008.90 divided by 12 equals $84.08 per month. Private mortgage insurance premiums are added to the borrower's monthly payment. Government loans. State and federal government agencies play a relatively minor role as direct lenders in the residential real estate market. Their primary role is to regulate certain aspects of the industry and to encourage homeownership through loan insurance and guarantee programs. Government loans are divided into three categories: F, H, A, V, A, and USDA. FHA loans are fully insured by the Federal Housing Administration, which is a part of the Department of Housing and Urban Development, CHUD. VA loans are partially guaranteed by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Somewhat like FHA loans, USDA loans are fully insured by the United States Department of Agriculture. All three government loans are available through participating lenders. Federal Housing Administration, FHA. The Federal Housing Administration, FHA, was established in 1934 to improve the construction and financing of housing. A part of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD, the FHA provides mortgage insurance on single-family, multifamily, and manufactured homes throughout the United States and its territories. Since its creation, the FHA has had a significant influence on real estate financing. The FHA initiated many of the mortgage loan programs, which are taken for granted today. Before the FHA, it was common practice for homes to be financed on short-term, interest-only loans. The result was that every few years, borrowers had to renegotiate loans with the lender. Renegotiating loans was a particular problem during the Great Depression of the 1930s, when many lenders were unwilling or unable to renew loans. The result was a massive wave of foreclosures nationwide. Major loan reforms spearheaded by the FHA include fully amortized loans, low down payment, low interest rates, mandatory collection of taxes and hazard insurance premiums in an escrow account. Standards for borrower qualification. The FHA is not a lender. It is a mortgage insurance program that protects the lender from loss in the event of default by the borrower by insuring the full amount of the loan. The lenders bear a lower risk because the FHA will pay a claim to the lender in the event of a homeowner's default. Loans must meet specific requirements established by the FHA to qualify for insurance. FHA mortgage insurance premiums. Because the FHA is a mortgage insurance program, premiums are paid into a pool of funds, out of which claims are paid when a borrower defaults on a loan. The cost of the mortgage insurance is passed along to the borrower in the form of a mortgage insurance premium, MIP. The borrower pays two premiums, an upfront premium at closing and an annual premium. Upfront mortgage insurance premium, UFMIP. When a loan is funded, the FHA charges an upfront mortgage insurance premium. The UFMIP can be paid at closing or added to the loan at funding. The UFMIP can be added to the loan even if it causes the loan to exceed the appraised value of the property. Calculation of UFMIP and loan amount. Note: FHA, upfront and annual insurance premiums are subject to change. For illustrative purposes, the UFMIP used in this book is 1.75% of the loan amount. The annual premium is 0.55%. For current rates, contact an FHA lender or visit www.hud.gov. Sales price or value times LTV equals base loan amount. Base loan amount times 1.75% equals upfront mortgage insurance premium, UFMIP. Base loan amount plus UFMIP equals total loan amount. In our sample transaction, we have the following. Sales price, $250,500. Down payment, 3.5%, $8,768. Base loan amount, $241,732. The loan-to-value ratio is 96.5%, 100% minus 3.5%. The UFMIP is 1.75% of the base loan amount, $241,732 times 1.75% equals 4,230 UFMIP. Base loan amount, $241,732. Add FHAUFMIP plus 4,230. Total loan amount, $245,962. Annual premium. The annual premium is based on the loan-to-value ratio, LTV, and is utilized for 30-year loans with an LTV greater than 95%. The premium is 1.35% of the base loan amount. The annual premium is paid monthly and is added to the borrower's monthly payment. The annual premium will be base loan amount times 0.55% MIP divided by 12 months equals monthly MIP. $241,732 times 0.55% equals $1,329.53. The monthly payment for the annual premium will be $1,329.53 divided by 12 equals $110.79. Loan limits. The Federal Housing Administration has standard mortgage limits and high-cost area limits, which are subject to change each year. To look up the current loan limit amounts for a certain county or state, visit https://entp.hud.gov/idap/html/. www.highcostlook.cfm. Loan limits for Alaska, Hawaii, Guam, and the Virgin Islands can be increased to 150% of the ceilings to account for higher costs of construction. Thus, these special exception areas have the potential for higher limits, where 115% of the median home price exceeds 150% of the national conforming loan limit for the period of January 1, 2021, through December 31, 2021. FHA loan programs. 203B fixed rate program. 10 to 30 year terms. The most commonly used FHA program. 251 adjustable program. Available as 1, 3, 5, 7, 10-year adjustable rate. 1%/5% caps. 203K purchase and rehabilitation program, used for the rehab of 1 to 4 family properties. 234C condominium program. The condominium project must be on HUD's approved condominium list, which can be found at https://entp.hud.gov/idap.html/condiluc.cfm. Down payment and maximum mortgage requirements. An amount equal to, but not less than 3.5% of the appraised value of the property. LTV. For purchase money mortgages, the LTV is 96.5%, i.e., 100% minus 3.5% down payment requirement. The examples that follow will use 96.5% and apply it to the lesser of the appraiser's estimate of value or the adjusted sales price. The examples do not include UFMIP or closing costs to be paid by the borrower. Calculation of the maximum mortgage. The maximum mortgage is calculated by applying 96.5% to the lesser of either the appraiser's estimate of value or the contract price for the property, minus any required adjustments. Sales price, $218,000. Appraiser's estimate of value, $220,000. Maximum mortgage, $218,000 times 96.5% equals $210,370. Down payment, $218,000. $210,370 equals $7,630. In the above example, the appraiser's estimate of value is $220,000, which is $2,000 greater than the sales price of $218,000. Because the loan amount is a maximum of 96.5% of the lesser of the sales price or appraised value, the loan amount is based upon the sales price of $218,000. The upfront mortgage insurance premium can be added to the loan amount without concern for its effect on loan limits or appraised value. When the seller agrees to pay some of the buyer's expenses, we have a seller concession. Sellers are permitted to provide financing concessions up to 6% of the sales price. Generally, the FHA will insure mortgages made to individuals, but will also insure mortgages made to state and local government agencies and approved nonprofit organizations. Borrowers, co-borrowers, and co-signers. Borrowers and co-borrowers take title to the property, are obligated on the mortgage note, and must also sign the security instrument. The co-borrower's income, assets, liabilities, and credit history are considered in determining creditworthiness. Co-signers do not hold an ownership interest in a property. However, they are liable for repaying the obligation and must sign all documents except for the security instruments. The co-signer's income, assets, liabilities, and credit history are considered in determining creditworthiness for the mortgage, and the co-signer must complete and sign the loan application. The following conditions also apply to co-borrower and co-signer eligibility. A co-borrower or a co-signer may not be a party that has a financial interest in the transaction, such as the seller, builder, real estate agent, etc. Exceptions may be granted if the seller and co-borrower or co-signer are related to the owner by blood, marriage, or law. An individual signing the loan application must not be otherwise ineligible for participation. Unless otherwise exempted, e.g., military service with overseas assignments, U.S. citizens living abroad, any non-occupying co-borrowers or co-signers must have a principal residence in the United States. Citizenship and immigration status. One does not have to be a citizen of the United States to be eligible. When a mortgage loan applicant indicates on the loan application that he or she holds something other than U.S. citizenship, the lender must determine residency status from the documentation provided by the borrower. Resident aliens. For those borrowers with lawful permanent resident alien status, the FHA will insure the mortgage under the same terms and conditions as U.S. citizens. The FHA will also insure a mortgage made to a non-permanent resident alien, provided that the property will be the borrower's principal residence. The borrower has a valid SSN, and the borrower is eligible to work in the U.S. Non-U.S. citizens with no lawful residency in the U.S. are not eligible for FHA-insured mortgages. Borrower's age. There is no maximum age limit for a borrower. The minimum age is the age at which the mortgage note can be enforced legally in the state or other jurisdiction in which the property is located. In Texas, the minimum age is 18. Eligible properties. Eligible properties include single-family residences, approved HUD condo projects, PUDS, planned unit developments, 1-4 family dwellings, HUD-approved manufactured homes, rural properties. Rural property is limited to 10 acres. Commercial use is not permitted, and the property cannot be income-producing. The land-to-value ratio should not exceed 30% for rural property. If the land-to-value ratio exceeds 30%, the relative value of the home being financed is low, making the sale more of a land deal as opposed to a home sale. Ineligible properties. Ineligible properties include non-HUD-approved condo projects or condo projects ineligible for approval, condotels, co-ops, manufactured housing that is not HUD-approved, working ranches, board and care homes, earthworm homes, commercial properties, vacant land, leaseholds, unique properties, properties with a resale date less than or equal to 90 days following the acquisition by the seller. Site considerations. FHA guidelines require that a site be rejected if the property being appraised is subject to hazards, environmental contaminants, noxious odors, offensive sites, excessive noises to the point of endangering the physical improvements or affecting the livability of the property, its marketability, or the health and safety of its occupants. Rejection may also be appropriate if the future economic life of the property is shortened by obvious and compelling pressure to a higher use, making a long-term mortgage impractical. An appraisal report with a positive indication in a special flood hazard area, SFHA, activates a requirement for flood insurance coverage. The appraiser must quantify the effect on the value, if any, for properties within a designated flood map. A lender must reject a property in any of the following circumstances: if the property is subject to frequently recurring flooding, if there is any potential hazard to life or safety, if escape to higher ground would not be feasible during severe flooding conditions. Borrower requirements. Borrowers are permitted to have one owner-occupied loan. Exceptions to this are permitted for the following: relocation, increase in family size. Borrower is vacating a jointly owned property. Borrower is a non-occupying co-borrower. Maximum ratios of 31% front ratio and 43% back ratio. Higher ratios may be eligible with compensating factors determined by the underwriter. Full income documentation is required on all loans except streamline refinances. Streamline refinances are refinances of existing FHA loans that can be done with less documentation than would be required for a new loan. If the transaction is not a streamline refinance, wage earner borrowers provide the most recent 30 days pay stubs and the most recent 2 years W-2s. Self-employed borrowers provide the most recent 2 years 1040-10s and 1065s, 1120-S, or 1120-S if applicable. If the transaction is a streamline refinance, income documentation is not required. Asset documentation is required on all transactions except for streamline refinances. If the transaction is not a streamline refinance, the borrower must provide the most recent 60 days bank statements. If the transaction is streamlined refinance, asset verification is not required. Acceptable sources of liquid assets include checking, savings, money market accounts, CDS, stocks, mutual funds, trust funds, gift funds, and cash on hand. Gift funds. Gift funds are acceptable and may be used for the entire down payment. Gift funds are not acceptable for reserves. The property must be owner-occupied. The donor must be a relative, domestic partner, or fiancé. A gift letter is required. The letter needs to include the name, address, and phone number of the donor, the relationship to the borrowers, the amount of the gift, and state that no repayment is required. Evidence of the transfer of the gift funds from the donor to the borrower is required. Gift funds cannot be cash on hand or be from a party related to the transaction, i.e., agent, builder, broker, seller. Cash reserves. Cash reserves are not required on owner-occupied 1 to 2 unit properties. At the underwriter's discretion, cash reserves may be required as a compensating factor. 3 to 4 unit properties require 3 months of PIDI in reserve. Gift funds are not an acceptable source for reserves. Funds borrowed against a 401k, IRA, thrift savings plan, or equity in other properties are not acceptable sources for reserves. Appraisals. A full appraisal from an FHA-approved appraiser is required. The property must have been appraised and inspected within 12 months of the date of the note. If the appraisal is greater than 120 days, an update of value is required. If the appraiser determines that the property value has declined, a new appraisal is required. Escrow accounts. Escrow of taxes and insurance is required for all transactions, regardless of LTV. Non-traditional credit. The lack of credit history or the borrower's decision not to use credit may not be used as the basis for rejecting the loan application. Some prospective borrowers may not have an established credit history. For these borrowers, including those who do not use traditional credit, the lender must obtain a non-traditional merged credit report, NTMCR, from a credit reporting company or develop a credit history from utility payment records, rental payments, automobile insurance payments, and other means of direct access from the credit provider. Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. The Servicemen's Readjustment Act, more commonly known as the GI Bill of Rights, was signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt on June 22, 1944. This comprehensive program provided returning World War II servicemen and women with many medical benefits, educational benefits, and low-interest loans to help the veteran assimilate back into civilian life. Section 5. 01 of the Act provides for a partially guaranteed real estate loan by the Department of Veterans Affairs, VA. The VA loan process is unlike any other mortgage loan program. The loan is a benefit that the veteran has earned for serving the United States of America. The VA's primary interest is to help veterans and their families. VA loan guarantee. The VA has guaranteed millions of home loans since the program's creation as a part of the original GI Bill. A lender, such as a mortgage company or bank, makes VA loans. The VA's partial guarantee on the loan protects the lender against loss if the borrower does not make the payments and is intended to encourage lenders to offer veterans loans with more favorable terms. This guarantee reduces the lender's risk. Should the veteran default on the payments, the VA will compensate the lender for any losses incurred by a foreclosure up to the guarantee limit. Veterans earn the VA guarantee by serving their country. No mortgage insurance premium is charged. The VA does not impose a maximum loan amount that a veteran may borrow to purchase a home. However, there are limits on the amount of liability the VA will assume, which usually affects the amount of money an institution will extend to the veteran. The loan limits are the amount a qualified veteran with full entitlement may be able to borrow without making a down payment. These loan limits vary by county, since the value of a house depends in part on its location. Higher cost markets have higher limits. Exceptions to the no down payment. If the purchase price exceeds the reasonable value of the property, a down payment covering the difference must be made in cash from the borrower's resources. If a veteran has less than full entitlement available, a lender may require a down payment in order to meet market requirements. Eligibility of a veteran. Active duty military. The veteran's military unit will provide a statement of service. This document identifies the military personnel and lists his or her dates of entry on the current active duty period, as well as how long he or she has served in the military. Discharged veteran. If the veteran was discharged from regular active duty after January 1, 1950, a copy of DD Form 214, Certificate of Release or Discharge from Active Duty, is required. If the veteran does not have a DD Form 214, the standard form 1880, request pertaining to military records, will be necessary to apply for proof of military service, regardless of whether the veteran served on regular active duty or in the selected reserves. This request form is not processed by the VA. Instead, it is completed and mailed to the National Personnel Records Center, NPRC. Veterans who were discharged under conditions other than dishonorable, A and AID, who meet the service requirements, are eligible for VA home loan benefits. Eligibility is additionally determined by the time frame in which the veteran served and the number of days of active duty. Reserves/National Guard. The veteran must complete a total of 6 years in the selected reserves or National Guard with an honorable discharge and not be otherwise ineligible. Active duty service personnel. A member of the military who is currently serving on active duty is eligible after having served on continuous active duty for at least 181 days, 90 days during the Gulf War period, unless discharged or separated from a previous qualifying period of active duty service. How to obtain a Certificate of Eligibility, COE. The veteran completes VA Form 26-1880, request for a Certificate of Eligibility for VA, home loan benefits, along with an application that has been signed and dated. The veteran attaches a copy of DD 214, Certificate of Separation from Active Duty. Active duty personnel will need to furnish a statement of service letter. Discharge papers must be included with the application. If not available, the veteran can obtain them by contacting his or her branch of service. Entitlement. The entitlement of a veteran, which relates to the size of the loan that a veteran may receive, varies depending on the term of service. Restoration of entitlement. One of the following requirements must be met to qualify for restoration of entitlement. The prior VA loan must be paid in full and the property disposed of. O.R. The prior VA loan must have been assumed by an eligible veteran who substituted his or her entitlement. Documents required for restoration. V. A Form 26-1880, completed, signed, and dated by the veteran. Evidence that previous loan is paid in full. Proof of military service. Eligible loan purposes. Eligible veterans may obtain loans to buy an existing home, build a home, simultaneously purchase and improve a home, refinance an existing mortgage loan, cash out refinance, convert an adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, improve a home by installing energy-related features. Occupancy. The veteran must certify that he or she intends to occupy the property personally as the primary residence. VA qualification. Approval for a VA loan is based upon two separate evaluations, residual income and debt-to-income ratio. Both are considered to be a guide to underwriting. While residual income is the primary consideration, it must be considered along with other credit factors. Residual income is the amount of money left over each month after all of the borrower's major expenses are paid, including housing, taxes, and debt payments. The remaining money is usually spent on items such as groceries, gas, and other regular living expenses. VA's minimum residual income is a guide and should not automatically trigger approval or rejection of a loan. Instead, consideration of residual income is done in conjunction with all other credit factors. If residual income is marginal, other indicators, such as the applicant's credit history, and, in particular, whether how the applicant has previously handled similar housing expenses, will be considered. Consideration will also be given to the effect of the purchase on the borrower's typical monthly expenses. For example, a family purchasing in a higher-priced neighborhood may feel a need to incur higher-than-average expenses to support a lifestyle comparable to that in their environment. In contrast, a substantially lower-priced home purchase may not compel such expenditures. Also considered are the ages of the applicant's dependents in determining the adequacy of residual income. Debt-to-income ratio. The VA's debt-to-income ratio is a ratio of total monthly debt payments, housing expense, installment debts, etc., to gross monthly income. It is only a guide. As an underwriting factor, it is secondary to the residual income and should not automatically trigger approval or rejection of a loan. Instead, the ratio is considered in conjunction with all other credit factors. The 4% limit. Any seller concession or combination of concessions that exceed 4% of the established reasonable value of the property is considered excessive and unacceptable for VA guaranteed loans. Normal discount points and the payment of the buyer's normal closing costs are not counted in total concessions for determining whether concessions exceed the 4% limit. Excessive concessions would include certain allowances for repairs and excessive contributions to the purchaser's closing costs. VA funding fee. With few exceptions, the law requires that the VA be paid a funding fee on guaranteed loans. Texas Veterans Loan Program. The Texas Veterans Land Board Housing Assistance Program, VHAP, is a benefit every buyer with a military background should consider. To participate in the program, the veteran obtains an FHA, VA, or conventional loan from a participating lender. The qualification process is the same as for any other FHA, VA, or conventional loan. The difference is that the loan is sold to the Texas Veterans Land Board, VLB, instead of to a secondary market purchaser, such as Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac. The primary benefit to the veteran is that the rate on the Veterans Land Board loan is often up to 1% below prevailing market rates. For more information, visit the VLB website at texasveterans.com. U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA Rural Development. Guaranteed Housing Loan Program, more commonly referred to as a USDA loan or a Section 502 loan, is insured by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The program offers 100% financing, no down payment, for qualified borrowers. First-time and repeat homebuyers can obtain a USDA loan. The program is for primary residences only. No second homes or investor financing is available under this program. The program is for purchases and refinances only. Cash-out refinances are not allowed. For a property to qualify for the USDA Rural Housing Program, the home must be located in an approved rural area. The USDA's definition of rural is very liberal. Many small towns meet the USDA requirements, including suburbs of major U.S. cities. Working farms and ranches are not eligible for the program. The USDA website maintains a list of lenders that participate in the program. Income eligibility is capped at 115% of the median income in the area where the property is located. The USDA has only one loan repayment plan, offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgages only. The borrower pays a guarantee fee as follows. Guarantee fee for purchases, 2.00% paid at closing. Annual fee, 0.4% of the loan balance. For example, a home sells for $120,000 and the borrower wants 100% financing. The $120,000 loan would require a $2,400 guarantee fee payment at closing. The annual fee would be $120,000 times 0.4% equals $480 per year. The monthly fee would be $480 divided by 12 equals $40, which is added to the monthly payment. The guarantee fee can be added to the loan. In the above example, the base loan amount is $120,000. Adding the upfront mortgage premium to the loan would bring the total loan amount to $122,400. Gift funds are available with a gift letter accompanying the application. Seller contributions to the buyer's closing costs are allowable. A credit score of 640 is generally regarded as a cutoff point, but lower scores are possible with proper documentation. Alternative credit is also a possibility for those who do not use traditional credit. Alternative credit would include on-time payment of cell phone, utility bills, and rent payments. Debt-to-income ratios are 29-41,